established on Christian values and morals. Thanks be to God. Today is all about prophets, the purpose, the troubles that they encountered along their way in their life journeys. And this story cuts across all three readings. In many ways, we are all prophets. In our baptism, we are proclaimed priest, prophet, and king. And the prophet part of that is, if we live our lives according to the way we're called to live by Jesus and the way Jesus taught us to live, then we are preaching the gospel just by the way we live. Don't have to use words. Just like the prophets in Scripture, if we live our lives the way we should as Christians, then we're going to encounter difficulties along the way as well, from time to time. When I took a Scripture class probably about 25 years ago, I learned that there were a couple of main purposes for prophets in the job they do. Prophets were to speak for God. If the people were sinning, the prophet's job was to tell the people that they were sinning, and that if they didn't stop sinning, they would encounter suffering. Sin always causes suffering. If the people were suffering, it was the prophet's job to tell the people that God was with them, that God understood that they were suffering, and that they were to trust in God and pray to God, and God would take away their suffering in His time. And we see in today's scripture some traits of prophets in the scripture reading. In the gospel reading, Jesus encountered people in His hometown. He went to His native place. Basically, that's His hometown. And the people He encountered when He was teaching in the synagogue wondered where He came from with all this information that He was coming up with. He was the son of Mary, a local girl. He was a carpenter. How in the world could He have all this learned wisdom? And they didn't believe that He was able to preach to them as a prophet would. And so, in addition, he wasn't able at that point in time to do any mighty works of His mighty works. Couldn't do any healing or helping people in ways that are more and are above what normal people could do, like He normally did. He couldn't do that there, except for with a few minor exceptions for people who did have faith in Him. The reason He couldn't do the mighty works there is because it takes two people. It goes both ways. Jesus is the one who has the power to bring about change. We are the ones who have the power to accept the change that Jesus can bring to our lives. If we are unwilling to accept that change, then Jesus can't work His mighty works. He can't use His power to bring about the change. It goes both ways. But Jesus trusted in God, and He knew that His mission would still be fulfilled. His life's mission would still be fulfilled despite this bump in the road. He would still go on preaching and teaching in other places, and He would still suffer and die for our sins. He would be our salvation. In the second reading today, Paul, who was a self-proclaimed apostle of God, and also was the apostle to the Gentiles, encountered some difficulties, some big difficulties, what he called a thorn in the flesh. And they must have been an impediment to him in his ministry. And so he said he asked God three thorn in the flesh. And God told him, "My grace is sufficient. Power is made perfect in weakness." And so Paul accepted what God told him. He turned his weakness around to be his strength. And he went on and proclaimed the word of God, and he converted many people after that, in spite of his weakness. In the first reading, God spoke to the prophet Ezekiel. God told him straight up, right off the bat. He said, "I want you to go to these people, but they are a rebellious people. I want you to do the work of a prophet, but they are rebellious." And so Ezekiel took it upon himself. God told him, "Go to them and say, 'Thus says the Lord our God,' and you tell them what I tell you to do." We're not told in this reading what that is, but Ezekiel did what God told him. Ezekiel knew that he could trust in God. That's the trait that runs through all of these. Trust in God. The prophet had a great trust in God. It's our job to trust in God too, as we live our lives as Christians, as we prophesy to others by the way we live our lives. Sum up the prophet's credo, his belief, and the basis of his life's journey. God calls us to do the best that we can do. To live our lives in a way that we, when we encounter other people, we try our best to bring them to God. If they're not accepting of this, that's on them. And we turn it over to God, and we trust in God. That's the job of a prophet. That's our job as prophets. Sometimes it helps to have a simple story to illustrate a concept. There was a land that had been suffering for weeks and weeks and weeks from a severe drought. There was no rain. God had sent no rain. One evening, there was a mother and her child with the little girl. She was putting to bed, and she was saying her bedtime.